The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Chethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Chethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not the fleet to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Chethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Chethel Silverwing Show for the 1st of December, 2009. I am your host, Chethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, and the girl downstairs, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Zuckwajana!
For God's sakes, breathe!
Hail and greetings.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop in on the in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr. And you can throw a EQ2 in there if you're listening in from another game, which I doubt, but anyway. Which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., including the Frostfell songs. The Frostfell songs, Lyra. The Frostfell songs are available at kithacore.org.
Don't you think she owns them all now in triplicate?
No, because there are two new ones up as of today.
Well, that was what one we just heard, right?
Right. That's Uzrak's Deck the Trolls is what I titled it. Deck the Trolls and the What Ale Is This that we heard a couple of weeks ago. And I'll be playing it later on during the show. All right. So
almost forgot about that one.
What ale is this? Come on, it's funny. It's funny in the sense that dwarves have a religious experience when it comes to ale.
By Brel's beard!
It's funny. I'm sure Brass liked it. She's probably playing it right now instead of listening in. But who knows? Yes, it's the Christmas season again. That means, of course, I have my eternal cough. What is it about the Northwest? I'm fine during the summer. Fall rolls around and I start getting this cough out of nowhere. Oh, well. So how are you doing today?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just found out a new book.
A new book? What you count up to now?
Oh, well, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, so you're going after it.
Yeah. My current count of books is 367.
Ooh.
But the, our, book goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say the name. It's A-U-R-E-L-I-S. Can you even say that?
Aurelis, it looks like.
Aurelis?
Or Aurelis.
She is the book goddess. Has updated her spreadsheet.
Ooh.
Added some books and stuff, so I got to compare to what I got, figure out what I still need, if she's got any other ones. I think she put like 14 new ones in or something, so I got to look and see. Some of them are ones that you can no longer get. couple of them I do have, because they changed the spelling on them, from creature cataloging, you know, cataloging, and they put ING afterwards, and they changed it to creature catalog a while back. You can no longer get some of these. They changed two of them. I have one.
Well, you know what would be a fine addition to any library?
What?
The wonderful novels written by Nicatel.
Of course.
Well, I think we're about to have a ding.
Oh, I know. Somebody said wait for it. Any second now. This is HUD, by the way.
I'm very happy to see him back. He hadn't been on for quite a long time. Now, is this HUD or is this Rowan playing HUD?
I don't know. I think it's actually HUD. It's about to happen.
God, it sounds like...
I love it.
Oh, yay! HUD is now a level 78 paladin. Congratulations, HUD. Let me find my dings here. There we go. Congratulations, HUD. Well done.
I just love it when guildmates go to ding.
You know, that
wait for it. Here it is. Oh.
That actually hasn't happened in quite a while during the show.
I know.
And, shit, what was it? Like, just after the show, the Legion of Kithagor dinged to 77 last week?
Yep.
It was just after the show, so we're going to go ahead and give ourselves a guild ding belated. So it happened right after the show last week. So level 77, Legion of Kithagor. There we go.
And we're a quarter way on to the next level. I need to go out and do some more writs and help. I know True's been doing a lot. You know, he's got the highest status right now.
Who does?
True Flight.
He surpassed you. Oh, that's right. He surpassed you a while ago.
Yeah. Yep. He's got 43,000 more than me.
Damn. 43,000 or 4,300?
1,000. 43,000. 4,300.
Yep.
Not quite, because I've got, well, it would, if you want to be technical, should we get technical? Let's see, 43 minus 8 is, okay, he has 35,000 over me. So, yeah, I need to just go do some more writs. I just haven't had time. I've been busy this last week. Busy with the anniversary events.
Yes.
And sadly, all the Norath heroes and Norath pitchers are off the city merchant except for the first place winner.
That sucks.
It's still there.
That sucks.
Well,
it really does.
He got first place, you know.
Yeah, but if they're going to take him all, then they should take him all down.
Well, he got first place. We're all second place, you know. I just kind of wish they would have had a little bit more pomp,
advertising at all, all about it. I mean,
a little bit more.
I mean, they didn't tell anyone that they were out. I mean, we were talking in Guild Channel last night about it. I had no idea they were disappearing
today. Why do I get this
today?
Feeling that the second place winner pitchers were like the redhead stepchild, and they didn't want to really talk about them anymore? They had their first place winner, which they have on the brokers, which is fine, and it's really good. But maybe there was just something about them all that they just didn't want to admit or talk about, and they just sort of fulfilled their promise and their, you know, in the rules and got it over with and took a back off. Because it did say a short time.
Yeah, but
that
still.
They would be up, and... But they never really told anybody. But which really makes me feel like we're the redheaded stepchildren. The special kids in the back of the bus. Okay.
Timmy!
Okay.
Anyway.
The misfits that they really don't want to talk about, but they put them in there just to make everybody happy for a while, and they took them back out.
Yeah.
So anybody that wanted to get any of them, I hope you did. If you didn't, I'm sorry.
and they're probably never going to be freaking available again.
And a lot of people didn't get them because they didn't have enough status at the time or coin. You had to be in a level 20 guild, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
You know, if you really feel like you got cheated and stuff, you can always send feedback and say, hey, you know, those pictures are great. I didn't have a chance to buy one. Please put them back on the broker.
Maybe they'll do it every anniversary. Who knows?
Don't know. They'll probably have a new contest next year.
Yeah, who knows? We'll find out. But for those of you who did get it, you probably just got a rare item now.
Yep, very rare.
I got three of them. I didn't get them all. I just got three.
I got all of them. I got two of me, so I've got one extra.
Okay. So the 5-year anniversary quest was pretty cool. Well, the three quests.
Oh yeah, those were great. I ran the first time I went through on El Quinjena myself, and I killed everything in all the zones. Everyone I went into, everybody died. I mean, it was clear when I left. I cleaned them all out. Good ranger. Never leave them alive. When I started taking my army of alts, which are more mules than anything else, it got a little harder. I didn't kill everything. Yeah. I took shortcuts. If I could invis past stuff, you bet I did. And the one I had the hardest time getting through was on Angel Light, which is my little baby Templar. Good Lord. She could handle two, but she could not handle three. If she had three in a group, she was going to die every time, no matter what I did.
Yeah.
And this is, they don't have any special gear or anything else. They just have normal quested stuff, normal level spells. I never got adepts for them. They're as newbie as you can get. And they had a little bit of a time getting through, but I ran them all through. And then I spent the rest of the time picking up shinies. I have 20 sets.
And they're all up on the broker now.
No, I'm hanging on to them. I'll put them up on the broker when the new expansion comes out and we have all these little newbie guys, you know, wanting to ding, or anybody else wanting to ding.
Alrighty.
They'll sell pretty good then, and then I'll put all the money into the guild, which that's all I do. I generate funds for the guild. I still have a bunch from the Halloween event, too. Not as many. I wasn't as zealous. But I have enough left over that I could put a few on the brokerage and sell. So, too bad you can't put a set up. Say, you know,
yeah,
complete set for X amount instead of individual ones.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do?
What?
What?
Did I miss something?
What?
Rose Candle? And the Lucan or Queen Scroll?
What do you mean, scrolls?
Well, the Rose Candle you use to do the festive flames, and they get taken away when you finish the quest. So I'm not sure about that.
Well, somebody linked them if they're actual items.
And the Lucan or Queen Scrolls, there's no...
Oh, if you did the repeatables 5 times, you got bonus items. I did not know that.
Oh, didn't know that.
Of course, you know, we don't know anything about it because they didn't advertise!
Nope, didn't know that.
I didn't know the 5-year thing was going on until the second day. I heard people talking about it in the guild chat. You know, oh, I'm over here talking to Antonio. What do you mean you're talking to Antonio? Oh, she's out of the castle. What? You know, for crying out freaking loud, not like they advertised a goddamn thing.
Didn't know that you should be doing it. You know, I knew you could keep doing it. I just thought it was repeatable for,
well, yeah,
you know,
I mean,
fireworks. And I did it a couple times, but I didn't do it 5 times.
No, I did it once. I went back, like, well, the, you know, okay, what does this quest do again? Fireworks and friggin' food.
Well,
no,
if anybody's
I'm good.
Got the house items, link them. I'd like to see them.
I didn't know if you kept. I didn't know if you kept doing them, you get more stuff. I went back to the quest guy and saw that it was the same. It was the fireworks and the.
They found out on the forums the next to the last day. Well, I guess I pay more attention to the forums. Oh boy!
You know, if they changed the, if they actually changed the reward on the second one, I'm sure a lot of more people would have noticed it.
Or give some indication on the. Right. Was there any indication on the NPCs that, you know?
I don't think so.
Want to be doing this again? Well, it's one of those hidden Easter egg things, sort of like the.
It's kind of like
roses.
And kind of like not knowing you're supposed to have 40% mana, but not above 50% when doing this particular thing. You know, they don't tell people shit like this.
Oh, figure it out for yourself, huh?
Well, it just happens. You know, we just be thankful that they even did it.
Hmm.
You know?
So, anyway. We had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Lots of turkey.
Lots of turkey. Turkey soup.
Four sandwiches. 4 days off. It was nice. Had one guy complain about it, you know, coming in the store. So we got there on Friday and you were closed. Yeah, everyone else in town was closed too, pal.
There's no reason to be open on Black Friday unless you've, you know...
No, we don't have the kind of store where you actually buy gifts at. You know, and no one was shipping anything out. Screw it. All right. So, yeah, we had turkey and lovely turkey soup.
Looks like I need to make an iskar.
A what?
Iskar.
Why? What's up with the iskar?
That way I can get the other book.
Oh, there's another book. All right. She's obsessed.
Oh, I'm not. I just like my books.
You're obsessed.
No.
Hey, hon, you know, I hear there's a book available if you betray to every city in the same day.
No.
Yeah, you gotta betray to every city in the same day and then betray back in exactly reversed order.
No.
No? Okay. Not gonna fool you on that one?
No. Sorry. Ooh, Nicotel likes books. I'm gonna have to drag him into my house one of these times. Nicotel, you ever see my library? We should compare libraries.
Don't do it, Nick. You'll never leave. The Library of Lost Souls.
I like my library, although I have to tear my house apart and,
Lost Souls. You want to tear your library?
I gotta tear my house apart and put it back together in a different way because I am at max on my house items, so I'm gonna have to redesign to get myself some more space. And they'll give me a chance to redo my books. Because I've got some sitting on the floor because I just... I'm going to have to come up with a different method of storing them. I had them separated into sections. The books that I got from, well, like, the Feerot, I had them all in one area. And the books that I got from Everfrost, I have those in one area. Because they pertain to the area and they have stories about the area. Except... bad thing is, on some of them, I forgot what area is which, and I have to look at the books to see which area they are.
Nice.
Let's see, this book's that? Okay. Oh, this must be the Feerot area. Okay. So. And you heard about, speaking of houses and problems, you heard about Zan's, right?
Well, yeah, you told me about that when I came home. I feel so sorry for Zan right now.
I do, too. But I came up with an idea for her, so it's up to her if she wants to do it. I told her I'm more than willing to help her do it. It's been proven that the load house files work really good on small items, small single chunks of items. Let's say you build a fish tank, and you want to save the fish tank. Well, you do a save file. And wipe everything else out except the items that make up the fish tank, which is a little hard, but you know.
Well, especially if you've got the same item in multiple areas of the house.
Well, the thing is, you have, yeah, that's the problem there, but if if you have to really start looking at the XY coordinates, and if they're kind of in the same area, you pretty much know that that's, they're all together.
You know, I think there's someone out there somewhere who is going to, like, take a chair or something like that, and they're going to map out their entire house, mark it down with the XY coordinates, and make a model of it or a map of some kind. You're like a grid. I know someone's going to do that.
Well, I know somebody's got a program now, and I was trying to find it on the on the boards. I'll have to go back and look. That was one of the things I was doing when I came in to find this program again, that allows you to edit the house files. I don't have a problem looking at the house files because I understand the coordinates and what they're for. In which way to work. But this program allows you to do a lot simpler. But as I was getting back to it, you know, if what Zan needs to do, I think, which would work, is if we take her large house file and cut it down into smaller chunks for her to load, maybe 100 items at the most, or an area. I think possibly working in chunks, 100-item chunks, would work. Just get the whole file and count out 100 and wipe everything out except that, and then get another copy of the file and take the next 100 and so on and so forth and so off. And if she loads them individually, you know, I think they would work. It's worth a try before she dumps it all.
Well,
and
yeah, I
starts
mean,
over because it's pretty elaborate. She's got a wonderful house.
At this point, it can't do any harm.
Yeah, but right now she's got a headache from it, and I don't blame her. She's just, you know, over it. Yeah.
Well, I can imagine.
No, because we went in there, and
I mean, I'm glad you told me that before I logged in and went, hey, I can save my house now. You know, because we just I spent all that time getting the theater set up, and our grand opening is this Friday. But,
well, the thing is, like, I'm going to save a copy of my house, but I'm going to go through the file itself, and, you know, there may be chunks like the fish tank. I may not want to rebuild that, so I may get that portion out and save it as fish tank and load just that and work from there. You know, I don't want to redo the whole thing, so I know it works really good with smaller chunks of items and stuff. As long as you remove everything else. I mean, all that's in the file is maybe one item that you're tilting. You could load that up, and it'll tilt that one item.
Right, right.
So
I just saved my house. Going to, so you have request 2. Layouts. No, that's not that. Let's save house layouts. There we go. Save house layouts. Silver rows. Open, and of course it doesn't have an extension, so you have to tell Windows to load it with Notebook.
Of course.
There we go, load with Notebook. Oh, yes. So, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to start there, select all the way to the bottom. Oh, it even tells you what's in your moving crate.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. You can actually move something out of your moving crate.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm going to save it.
Let me see if it's in items.
So I saved it. The only thing that's in my file right now is my fawn plushie. The little deer that you get from the Moonlight Enchantments.
Yeah.
Now, if I change it any and reload it, the only thing it should affect is the deer, right?
Right, but right. You may want to change the, let me do a search real quick, and I can tell you the different coordinates. I don't quite remember them.
Well, let's see. The first number is the item number. Then we have X, Y, Z. Item number.
The next after that is pitch, yawn, and I can't remember.
Yaw.
Yeah.
Or if you're a pirate, it's pitch and yar.
Pitch and yar.
Yar.
What is the thing called?
Hmm?
When you're doing this, save what? Layout editor. There we go. That's what I was looking for. The layout editor. Yeah. Right. All right, let me see if I can... Okay. The first number that you see is the east-west coordinates. And then after that is up and down, then okay. south and north and south. And then
wait.
Z rotation, X pitch, Y roll, and then scale.
Okay, so it's item number, and then east-west, then north-south.
No, east-west, up and down,
oh.
north-south, Z rotation, X pitch, which is back and forth, forward and back, and the Y is side to side.
Okay, so item number, and then what?
East and west.
East and west. Okay.
Up and down.
Up and down.
North and south.
No. It doesn't work. It's not that many numbers here. I have one long number, which I'm assuming is the item number.
Yes, and then a name.
No, the name is at the very end.
Okay.
I have an item number. Then I have 7 sets of numbers. And then something says false, and then the name.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, the first number would be the north-south, okay. up and down. Yeah, you've got enough numbers there.
Yeah, I have an item
number. You have to look at the commas.
Right, the commas separate the numbers, yes.
Right, the first one
would be... I have an item number, and then north, south...
East, the first number is east and west, then up and down, and north and south...
Oh, wait, I understand, okay.
Then...
Northwest.
Z, X, Y, and then scale.
Okay, so...
Okay,
so what I have here is 3.0 is my scale.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have item number, then I have 8.33, and then 8.33, and that would be east and west?
Yeah.
And then 13.33, that would be north and south?
No, up and down.
Oh, that's up and down?
Yeah.
It's on the floor. How is it 13.33?
Is this on the second story of your house or anything?
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Okay, let me change that number and see what happens. I'm going to change 13.33 to 17.33, and we'll see if it moves. Of course, if this fucks up my house, I'm going to kill you. Okay, load layout. The only thing in here is the Fawn plush, a plushie.
Yes.
So, save. Load layout. Silver Rose. And let's see what happens to one of the Fawns. This file version is not supported. Please resave the file.
Did you wipe out the bottom half of the text file?
Yes, I wiped it all.
No. You wipe out everything in between.
Oh, okay. Let me try saving.
There's stuff at the end that you need.
Okay. Save. Okay, save is successful. Let's try it again. Okay, there's stuff at the bottom that I need, so... After Fawn plushie, and then... No, there's nothing on the bottom except for moving crate. I have nothing here. There's a few items on the top.
Hmm.
You know what I think it is? I think it's a... You know, shit, what do you call that? Okay, save as. Then I'm going to save it. You know, you have a choice between ANSI and UTF-8. I think it automatically saves it as UTF-8, and it may need to be an ANSI. So let me try ANSI.
You should just do a save.
No, it didn't work. Then it told me that it...
You may have to go in and change the end of it.
There was nothing at the end.
Huh. You may have to take it off if it put one on. I don't know.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm trying saving it as ANSI. Alright. So, load layout. File number 2. Okay. It says layout complete, but I don't see any changes. Let me try it again. Oh, that's because I didn't change it since I had to reload it.
Be careful.
So, save as Silver Rose 2. Save. Whoop, I forgot to change the ANC again. Save as Silver Rose 2 and ANC. I couldn't save it as Silver Rose 1 because EQ 2 was reading it. So, okay, back in here. Da 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 da. Have to take the extension off of it now. So this will be Silver Rose 3. Yes, without extension, just do it. Okay, now I have changed it to 17 instead of 13, and let's see what happens. Load layout, file number 3. Alright, little fawn, what are you doing? No, don't delete. Nothing. Oh, wait. One of the fawns is gone. Where? Oh, it's on the ceiling.
Told you.
Wow, that is sensitive.
Yes.
The fawn is on the ceiling. The fawn. The fawn. The fawn is on the ceiling.
I linked the URL to the editor. You may want to get that.
Jezder.com. All right, yes. Let me try that. Okay.
That is the player housing layout editor, and it'll put it in a better perspective for you to understand.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't played with it at all. I haven't played with any of it at all. But I do understand the coordinates and what it's doing, because I used to do 3D objects.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't played with these. Now that it works, I'll probably save my file and start playing around.
Right.
No, well,
I couldn't even save a file to play with, because
Well, they had disabled it almost immediately because it was causing
right.
so much
so
data.
Right, I didn't even get a chance to save a file to play around with, so I will probably go do that and start playing around. But yeah, you can do this with single items, small groups of items.
No, I mean, that's...
I have a feeling they just have a problem with the whole house situation, unless you do it in small chunks.
Could be. Okay, so... I'm going to put that in the same house layouts thing. What?
You just move your fawn around.
Oh,
you
I'm just...
Your fawn around. I mean, you know, you want to do a really, you know, if you really want to experiment with it and the editor and stuff and get it used to what it could do, go get an alt and have them buy a single room place.
Just put
you on it. Put you on a stress D and go take a object in there and play. Get the object editor so you can learn the coordinates and what they do and how much is, you know, because you can take an object and turn it completely upside down.
Yep.
You know, and you won't be able to pick it up and move it at that point. You'll have to play through it. So.
This is cool. The editor thing here. Or maybe not. Let me see.
What?
Select this. No, maybe I'm... I just need to screw around with this, I guess.
I haven't even downloaded it yet, so I don't know. I'm just looking at the picture, and I understand what it's doing.
I'm just screwing around.
So, I just hope that, Zan's house gets straightened out.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Small chunks.
Small chunks.
Do it in small chunks.
This is cool. You can actually save in groups, too.
With the editor?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can select a group of items and save it.
Right.
Very cool. I like that. So if I take little fawn here, move him back to 13.33. Save.
Dum da dum dum.
Okay, I saved. Now back to the game. road.
Having fun with fawns.
And moves it right back, yep. Let's try turning him upside down.
Okay, that would be the...
That would be the either the pitch or the roll. It doesn't matter if I do it 180. Either way, it'll turn it upside down. So I'm going to try turning
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you want to, let's see.
45. I'm going to turn it 45.
You rotate, 40, pitch. I would go plus. That should bring it up or else you put it through the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really depends on where the axis is.
Yeah.
Because there are some items, like the vampiric mirror.
Right.
The point of its rotating is actually on the bottom.
Yep. So you'd have to compensate for that when you're turning it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you need to go and get a little place and take an object and play with it. And use the editing program and you know change the pitch in the rawr yar.
Yar.
So you get an idea of what's going on.
Okay, saved it again. I'm gonna try to rotate that fawn. See what happens.
Huh? I just got to tell that on the lore channel they just posted that beta signups for Sentinel's Fate have opened.
Oh.
I can't confirm or deny this. I'm just repeating what I've been told.
Well, the fawn's gone. I don't know what happened to it.
It probably went through the floor. Did it go up through the ceiling?
Well, I raised it up, too, a little bit.
Could be outside the house now.
No, I only raised it up by, like, one notch. You know, 17 put it to the ceiling. I only put it to 15.
Did it go through the floor?
No, I don't think so. But anyway.
It probably did.
Eh, who knows? But anyway.
This way you could practice on a single domain, a single household, and get a feel for it and not worry about losing your objects and stuff.
Right. No, I don't know where the hell that fawn went now. It's dead.
It's probably through the floor.
I think it's dead. Where, oh, where has my little fawn gone? Oh, where can he... Probably went the same place that Xanadi's house did. Sorry, you've been screwing around too much. Okay, let's try putting the roll back to zero and back to 13.33. I wonder what happened if I put...
Well, you moved it up and turned it? It went up through the ceiling and went off to the side.
Maybe. But now what I'm going to do is scale 10.
Christ.
Which could possibly be more than it should. Because, you know, maximum was 3.
It'll either do it or not.
Nope, it's still missing.
Well, don't put the scale to 10.
Fun! Where'd you go? Way to go, Matt. You broke it. It's kind of funny, though. Okay, let's try putting it right back how it was. Scale 3.0. There.
That I think right the scale only goes up to 5, if I remember reading that right somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'd have to...
Nope, I think
back
that...
the Northern Helm show again and find it when it... Because people were posting what all the numbers meant and how far they could do stuff. And nope, I don't remember it.
You know what? I think I broke the fawn. It's not there. I put the settings right back to how they were originally, and I can't get it back.
Well, then, are you sure you didn't put it in a crate?
Oh, wait a minute. Oops.
Did you create it?
I created it. Okay.
I'm on a roll tonight, people!
Let's try it again. We're trying it again, folks. Okay.
I can't believe this. I'm on a roll.
Okay, Fawn's back. Yay, Fawn! So that's probably what happened. I was looking for it. I accidentally put it in the friggin' crate.
Okay. So you can play with that later.
I'm playing with it now.
Because in there's a if you look at the line, there's a place to put in a crate or whatever.
Yeah.
If you use the editor that I linked in channel, there's a checkbox for you to use.
Okay, so just for the record, the Y roll is moving is rotating side to side.
Yes.
Okay, so X
like the hands
pitch.
Of a clock. And pitch and X would be like
head over heels.
Head over heels, yes.
Okay, so we're gonna save this. I'm gonna
and Z would be forward and back. I believe. So.
Yay, I have my fun tilting forward eating grass. But his ass is in the air now.
Now
no,
you're
but no,
the hang
but
of it.
This is friggin' great. Like if you have those grassy knolls in your house, you can now have your fawn on a slope. Rotate the fawn so his ass is in the air. So yeah,
I mean you could actually go through item by item and move it to where you want. You know, save and load until you get it where you want. It's a little harder that you, but it you could do it.
Right. So if I actually took the time to, I could take one of my many tapestries of the Steam Lord.
Yes.
And make a river.
Yes.
I like it. Okay, so now that it's not in the crate, scale 10.
Oh, God.
Just to see what would happen.
I don't think it's... you're at the...
I'm going to try it. I'm just trying it. Load layout. File 1. Okay. Nothing. I guess you can't force it beyond its capacity.
No. I believe 5 is the limit on any item. Like I said, I would have to go digging back through the board in the Northern Horm Show.
Narathion Horm Show.
Narathion Horm Show, sorry. And about the layout numbers and stuff. I know somebody tested it, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who. I remember even somebody putting up a whole pictorial. That's got to be up in the community news. Maybe it was at ZAM. I don't remember. Does anybody remember?
I don't know. I don't remember. So anyway.
But they have a whole pictorial of visual examples of what the X and the Y and the Z do to an object when you change them.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody remembers who and where, go ahead and link that. I don't remember. It's one of those things I read and went, okay, and forgot about it. Thinking, that's neat, I should remember that.
Well, okay, so what else we got to talk about here? We got...
Well, did you go play around with Antonia, or did you go see Lucan?
I did not see Lucan, I really didn't have time.
You're kidding. I went over and I mooned Lucan. Well, that was last Tuesday. No, I went over and filmed him, actually.
Oh, good.
I've got stock footage of them walking and doing all their emotes. I have close-ups. I have... I even turned on the chat bubble so I could get their text.
Excellent.
But, you know, when I was filming Antonia, I have shadows on. And I don't know why, but her shadow did not match her body.
Oh, that's weird.
Her shadow reminded me of a troll
shadow. That is weird.
I'll show it to you in the film, the footage.
Huh.
It was weird looking. Yeah, it didn't look right. I don't know if how my settings give her a different shadow, but it was not good. Not how good. I'm not sure how good that film will be, but...
Oh, this is cool.
What?
I'm still looking at the house editor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can group a whole bunch of stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And then move the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to have fun screwing around with this.
Oh, God. Go do it someplace else besides the rose.
Well, until after Friday, anyway.
Yeah, but you gotta be able to know where you're going to be moving it to.
Yeah.
You gotta get used to, you know. So, yeah, theoretically, you could build a fish tank in one room and move it to another, as long as you know the coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Oops.
Yes, that happens when I try to type and I'm on a different screen.
I see how you are. So.
Something's going on the lower channel. They wanting to know if I was still around.
Nope, she's dead.
Oh, it's our lore book lady. The lore, the book, not the lore book, our book goddess.
Ah.
She's in Bafon lore right now. I sent her a PM about the cataloging books. It's one that you can't get anymore. She didn't have it listed.
The book lady.
Yeah. She's been it's taken her about 3 years to compile this list.
Wow.
And Shiver just dinged 37 Carpenter.
Really? Where?
In Guild.
I don't see that.
Hmm.
Oh, well, help if I would scroll down. There we go. Well, congratulations, Shiver. Let's go ahead and give him a ding. Ding ding ding. There we go. Congratulations, Sugar. Shiver? Why don't I just call him Sugar? I don't know.
Shiver. You getting sugar from Shiver?
No. All right. So what else we have to talk about before we go on our music break? Fudge.
Well, fudge. Oh, God. I got to start the fudge factory again, don't I?
Fudge.
Lots of fudge.
Fudge.
I guess I'll do that this coming weekend or something. I don't know. God. Gotta pump the fudge out.
Fudge.
And I get to pack it, too. We're gonna make those jokes again?
Sure, what the hell. Well, I don't know, but my font is no longer being able to be moved by the editor.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe you did it too often. I know that one of the things they had to do was zone out and back in sometimes.
Oh, okay. I'll try that then. Leave house. Click. It's kind of like Firefox. Every once in a while, it just won't clear the cache. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As someone who designs web pages, I know exactly what that means. God damn it, I changed that graphic. Load the new one! Yeah, shut down.
Frostfell's coming too.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about the contest idea we had?
What did we come up with? Oh, right. We're going to have a contest. It's going to be a good one too. Folks, let me ask you something. Folks in the chat channel, well, I want to ask you something. How would you feel about playing EverQuest 2 for, shall we say, 90 days for free? Free, I tell you! Who wants it? See how many people actually answer me.
Thing is, it's funny. We got a delay. We got to wait for them to respond.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh! There's Saya.
Who?
From Saya's Hammer.
Oh.
We got one person saying, yay, me, me, me. That would be nice.
90 days for free, folks. That's what we're talking Waves about.
Waves hand, me, me, me.
All right, folks.
We have a few out there that might be interested.
Here is our Christmas contest.
Idea.
Well, this is the contest. 'Twas the night before frost fell. I want you all to write your own little poem, 'Twas the Night Before Frost Fell. You know, it's got to be, you know, like the night before Christmas, but it's the night before frost fell. Got to be about Norath, got to be, you know, Norathian things, got to be EverQuest. Don't just, you know, take the night before Christmas and, like, change one word. I'm not going to accept any submissions. It was the night before frost fell and all through the house.
Not a Ratonga was stirring. You know, that.
No. Let's get Rewrite creative, the whole thing. Rewrite the whole thing. Make it Narathian based. The night before frost fell. Send it to. Actually, I better make sure I still have that email address. I better make sure. I was just going to say contest@kithacore.org, but I better make sure that email address is still valid. Give me one moment here.
In addition to the 90 days.
Hey.
What?
We're going to have, you know, second place and third place, too, but...
What? I know, but in addition to the 90 days, if story is good enough, besides making us laugh and stuff, we'll do a movie, and you get to star in it.
Yep, you'll get to star in it.
So please keep in mind possible things that can be done.
So yes, contest@kithacore.org still does work. So submit your 'Twas the Night Before Frost Fell submissions to us.
How long do they have?
Well, this is the 1st of December. Let me take a look at the calendar real quick here. Let's see, if we want to get this out by Christmas.
Well, it may be, you know, late.
Well, I would like
we'll
to get
still
it
put
out
it
by,
out.
I would like to get it out by Christmas. That would give them 1-2 weeks. Because then the following week, you know, you would need to actually make the movie, and then we can release it for the week of Christmas.
Okay.
So, 2 weeks. One, two, yeah. So we're going to run this until the 15th of December, and I'm going to post this up on the community forums. We'll run this through the 15th of December, and then that will give you a week to create a video that we can release the week of Christmas.
Yeah, I'll be doing the video to the winner.
Right.
And I figure that we'll have Jethel, Dwarf, and Cheez-It read the story.
Was the but, night before frost fell.
You can be in the movie. The winner can be in the movie. Yep. Maybe we'll have the second and third place winners in the movie, too.
No, I think let's reserve that one for the first place winners. Second place?
The first place winner.
Oh, yeah. The
well, I may need extras.
Okay. If they want to be extras, that's fine. But the first place winner will be front and center in the video.
So there you go. So even if you're on another server, if you can make an alt to come over, we can do it. Or
yeah.
I can always travel to yours.
Yep, and you can wear an authentic Frostfell outfit as tailored by Elquin Jenna.
We'll get the outfits, no worries. Or whatever we need, we will do.
Right. And, of course, we'll have prizes for second and third place. I got to look through the swag box.
There's a lot of stuff in the swag box.
Well, we just got the new swag box, so we want to say thank you to Ashleen for putting that together for us. Lots of nice prizes in there. One of those prizes will be given out when we come back from our music break during Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Hopefully, you folks will get it. More than, you know, 2 minutes. Where the hell was I last week and people just got it immediately? Don't remember where I was last week.
I don't know. Did you send out their prize last week?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and go to a music break. And when we come back, we'll do Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Oh, the Arena Module. Thank you. Module.
Module.
That's where it was. Of course, it was probably easy to figure out. There wasn't a whole lot of places in Module that I could have gotten Cheez-It without getting his ass kicked. By the gamblers.
Well, yeah. You run them over there.
You gotta know when to hold them in the sand now. Know when to fold them. I'm Module.
So you're looking forward to Frostfall this year?
Yes.
Good.
Christmas is my most favorite time of year.
There's rumor...
Rumor.
Next Tuesday. Next Tuesday's the 8th, isn't it?
Yes. So, quite possibly next week. We don't know.
And Lyra will be stocking up on 10,000 snowballs for next year, to last her through the year.
Of course.
I was over on test, and I saw some of the things, and there's some evil Christmas items coming.
Evil?
Well, what would you call three skulls shoved on a candy cane? Hmm?
Evil.
I mean,
Evil.
Well, not necessarily evil. I mean, just sort of...
Evil.
Evil?
Actually, they're actually supposed to come out with a better Frostfell tree for the evil side this year, aren't they?
Well, I thought they had a nice one already, the dead Frostfell tree that you could change. Yes. I mean, Crema has got one. I think I even have one.
I did not know that.
Had Crema get me one.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead on a music break here. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. With Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Got to keep going. Oh, I've been lost for days. Oh, what's that ahead? Oh, please don't be a mirage. It's a tavern! A tavern! Oh, is anyone there? No!
Yeah, what's all this now?
Oh, hello!
By Karanish Thunder, what's happened to you, lad?
I got lost in the snow!
Lost in the snow? You must be frost to death! Come right up to the bar! Billy, get him a stein!
You're too kind, sir! But I haven't any money!
Yeah.
I've been lost for days!
Don't worry about it! I'm gonna go warm you up a nice bowl of stew! Oh. Why don't you just sip on this ale for a while?
Bless you, sir!
Right back.
Oh, bless you, sir! Oh, ale! I haven't tasted ale for days. Oh, by Brel's beard. What ale is this? Mustine's possessed my heart and my soul. Are we? And my king's conquest, now quenched by this golden reaping. This is Brel's hot drink. This bar keeps poor, and the wenches bring. Haste to bring. More the hell in my stein, so throw thee.
like him a little better now, aren't you, lad?
Aye.
Little more pink in the cheeks.
I can't thank you enough, sir.
You're
a godsend. This is truly, truly a Throsfeld miracle.
To Throsfeld, everyone. Raise your glasses.
The trolls with swords and arrows. Change the season to be heroes. Strike them down with strength and vigor. Kick them out of Krupp forever. See the fight outstretched before us. Take them down and join the chorus. Praise to Ma for his sweet treasures. Trolls are gone for now and ever. Laugh and cheer, the war is over. Fill the air with heartfelt fervor. Safe and warm till Ma doth claim us. Then reward for acts most valiant.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of NORAD.
Real Men of NORAD.
Today we salute you, Mr. Place Female Characters Hoping to Get Flirting Gifts.
Mr. Place Female Characters Hoping to Get Flirting Gifts.
When all other means of raising cash has failed, other people would give up. But you, yes, you remembered the alluring power of Wood Elf boobies.
So round, Bouncy Perkins.
You've sacrificed your manhood time and time again, shamelessly dancing with guys from Kinos to the Plain of Sky, just for a few silvers.
Hey, sweetie, want a date?
You've brought shame and disgrace to your guild and friends, not to mention that poor gnome last week and what was with the gear oil.
Oh, man, that's nasty.
So please, count your silvers and gold, buy that new sword, and just pray to Tanair that your wife doesn't know how to check your chat log.
Mr. Place, female camera, just hoping to get flirting gifts.
Mysterious Ranger Productions is not associated.
team.
She causes such distractions, no group won't let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin.
She has no shame as she dances in woods or marble halls. That precocious dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all.
She's a dark elf wizard. It takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed.
That's all. Would say, can't help the eyes that wander during nightly sky clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, though your heart seems to stall. She's a level 80 wizard, she'll be the death of you all.
She's a dark elf wizard, it takes his one look.
Stop by the merchants and get that bird to cook for dinner?
Uh-oh. I thought you were gonna get it.
Aw, Dwarf, now what are we supposed to do? Jethro was counting on us to make a special dinner. Now it's too late to find one.
Who needs dinner when you got ale?
Dwarf, this is serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I think better when I'm drunk.
What are we gonna do?
What to do?
Oh.
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Hey, that's my cheese.
Hey, what the?
Oh, that's my cheese. I brought that for everyone.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Cheese it. Look over there.
Wow.
Look at the size of that bird. Look out!
Cliff, help! He's trying to eat me.
Hey!
Help!
Let him go! Help! Hey! Where's me axe? Ha! Yeah, that'll teach her. Hey, you all right, Cheez-It?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, showed him who not to peck on, huh? Peck! Get it, peck on! Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, look at this mess!
Yeah, we gotta get this picked up before Jethro and Elkman get back.
And we still don't have any dinner ready!
Hey!
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Come on, I'll grab the back. You get his beak.
Oh, Jethro's gonna love this.
I wonder how he got in the guild hall to begin with. Oh, it's heavy.
Come on, let's hurry up and go home. You're gonna love my new pet.
I can't wait to see it either. Now, where'd you say you got it from? Kunak?
Yeah, out in the Jarsus Waste. They said I couldn't tame one, but I got it. Hey, something smells great in here.
Wow, that does smell good.
Mm-mm.
Dwarf?
Yeah.
Cheez-It? Where are you guys?
Come on, guys, where are you?
Hey there, boss.
Hey, Elswin.
Wow, man, it smells like you guys really cooked up a feast in here.
We sure did.
Hey, hope you're hungry. There's lots of it.
Oh, I am, trust me.
So what are we waiting for? I'm starved. Let's eat.
Yeah, everyone dig in.
Oh, this is good. Oh, yeah. Test the gravy, please.
Here you go.
Thanks. Oh, damn. That was the best meal I've had in a long time.
What a nice way to celebrate the giving of
Spell. Oh, oh, good job, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, that was mighty fine eating.
Oh, thank you,
Oh, man. Oh, damn. Hey, have you guys seen my newest pet around here?
Oh, yeah.
It's a cocktrease.
What the heck is a cocktrease?
A cocktrease is a bird from Cunard. It's about 6 feet tall with bright red feathers.
Red feathers,
No!
No!
I haven't seen him at all!
Nothing! No!
You know, I just noticed there's a lot of red feathers all about. Is your pet molting or something?
Yeah, cocktreeses don't molt.
No, I haven't seen him!
Make him explain!
Oh, thank cocktrees!
He was sitting in the hall, and he just came around the corner.
Did he molt me? He was trying to eat me!
Trying to eat Cheez-It! Oh! I had no choice! It was Cheez-It on the bird!
You killed my pet and served it to me!
You guys did what?
Get over here!
Hey! Get back here!
Well, life on the farm is kinda laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Simple kind of life, never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy kind of charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a wife, got me old Phil. The sun's coming up and the cake's on the griddle. Well, life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun sets low, I pull out my fiddle and I rousing up the boat. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I say it sounded good in all day. If I could, but my lord and my wife would think it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a wife, got me old fiddle. Sun's coming up and the cake's on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I wouldn't trade my life for diamonds or jewels. Never was one of them money-hungry fools. I'd rather have my fiddle than my bonnet toy.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah, city folks driving in a black limousine. I know sad people saying that's a mighty key. Let me tell you just exactly what I mean. Thank God I'm a country boy. I got me a mind, got me old fiddle. Love coming up and your kicks on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Well, thank God I'm a country boy. When my daddy taught me how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little. Well, thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a wife, got me old fiddle. The sun's coming up and the cake's on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Well, thank God I'm a country boy.
All right, folks, it's time for the segment you've all been waiting for. Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Bun?
Yeah!
Doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Calathan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
All right, folks, time to play Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Now you gotta break it down. Let's get those questions rolling. What continent? what area, what location I can be found, well, Cheez-It can be found on the map. Somewhere on the map. And I'll start off by saying he is not in Everstorm or Lava Frost. See here, Santania, no, he is not in Thundering Steps. Marania wants to know if it's cold. No, I would say pretty warm where he is, pretty warm. Is it in Karana? There are no Plains of Karana in EverQuest 2. He is not in Antonica. He is not on Faedweir. What freaking continent am I on?
Map.
The map.
What the hell? Oh, okay. He is not in Everstorm Bay. He can see the sky. He can see the sky. He is not in the Gorowin Loft District. It is not... Well, no, it's not Sandy where he is. Not Sandy. He is not in Ro. Can he see water? He can see water. He can see water. He is not in Lava Storm, no. The Rockies? No, I don't think he's in the Rockies.
Aren't those in Colorado or something? Or?
I think so. Liver wants to know if he's in the Moors. Nope. Hey guys, why don't you try guessing the continent first? Guess the continent first. Not Tamora's Deep. He is not in Kunark. Keep asking those questions, guys. Is the Moors a continent? Oh, it is a continent. Nope, he's not on the Moors, though. He is not on Delair. He's not in the Plain of Sky. Not in the Fierot. Not on Mara. Not in the Enchanted Lands. Yes. Okay, we're getting close. He is on Zek. He is on Zek. Now, where in Zek is he? Where in Zek is Cheez-It Nibblebones? Okay, nope, not Deathfist Citadel. I would never bring him to Deathfist Citadel because I hate Deathfist Citadel. Can he see orcs? Let me see. Can I see orcs from where I am? No, I do not see any orcs from where I'm standing. Broken Druid Ring. Is there a Broken Druid Ring around here? Nope, no Broken Druid Ring. I don't see one. We have a winner. We have a winner. Canarez on the Befallen server has guessed correctly. He is at Three Toes Lake. I'm standing. Cheez-It is currently standing next to Three Toes and dancing with him. Dancing with Three Toes. Woo! So, Canarez from Befallen has won the contest. Why don't you go ahead and send a in-game mail to Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. That's Antonia_Bale.Jethel. Antonia_Bale.Jethel. With your real mailing address, let me know your t-shirt size. T-shirt size. I'm all out of rubber duckies, so no rubber duckies, but we do have a selection of t-shirts. If we have the size you're looking for, we'll send that over. If not, then we will find something suitable. Something suitable for you. Alright, so let me camp back to Jethel here. Camp Jethel. There we go. Congratulations. By the way, just a reminder, I mentioned it last week, if you have received a rubber ducky from Cheez-It Nibble Buns, I would really like to see pictures of them. What are they doing now? What adventures are they getting into?
Why don't we give them something for the best picture?
Okay, we could do that. You know what? They used to be popular back some time ago. Those snap bracelets. The snap wristbands. You know, you just kind of slap it on your wrist and it wraps around. You know those things? Well, we have some of those from Sony. Whoever gives me the best picture of what their rubber duck is up to, we're going to have a little contest. We're going to give you a wristband and we'll find something else. So we better write this crap down. Let me write this down here. Best rubber ducky photo snap wrist band. There we go. Got that written down now. All right. Yes, we have wristbands. We have other items. Well, we might throw some more stuff in there. You can send it to contest@kithacore.org. Or you can go to kithacore.org, go to the forums, go to the Jethel Silverwing board, the Jethel Silverwing show board, and you can upload them right to the forum right there as an attachment. I already have a thread going for rubber duckies. Just reply to it, attach a file. Who knows? Maybe your rubber ducky has joined the pirates. Super glue a little sword and an eye patch on that duck. Yarr! I'm a duck! You know, it could be funny. Right? Right, hon? Why not?
Yeah.
I say why not.
Okay.
Maybe he's turned to a life of crime.
Not the rubber ducky.
Maybe your rubber ducky has turned to a life of crime and you've put a mask on him. You know, like those old-time, you know, friggin' Batman burglar masks. You know, remember the old campy show from the 70s? The bad guys had, like, a mask and a striped shirt, crap like that.
Yes.
Who knows? So it's rubber ducky cosplay. All right. So, rubber ducky photos. I have mail.
You have mail?
I have mail. I think no one ever sends me any female.
I don't know.
They're all afraid of you.
They are?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Listen. Oh, it's from Canaris. All right. So I'll send out, let me see what size shirt here. Yep, I can accommodate that. No problem. You know, I think Texas has the highest rate of people winning wearing Norath and Cheez-It Nibble Buns. We seem to be getting a lot of winners from Texas.
Can we do a drop shipment?
See it now. Smoky Point Distributing Truck shows up at their house. Hi there, I got a truckload of rubber duggies. All right, let's put my normal.
Drown in the rubber duckies, then. Don't mind me, I'm counting books again.
Books. Books.
Well, I'm taking my list and comparing it to the new one.
Oh, I see.
So I'm up and there isn't any new
ones. Well, you gotta make yourself a little checklist. These are the known books. These are the books. And then just put like an X next to the one.
That's what I've been doing.
Okay. Yes, Lyra, you can even submit a Frostfell ducky. That's fine. Put a little Frostfell hat on them. Put them on, you know, one of those, you know, that fake snow, you know, the matting that you can, like, put around your tree. Do that. I'm good with it.
One book at a time.
One book at a time, one book at a time.
La, well, last la, week la, I la, took Krima out to get some books.
Krima. Yes.
Krima Teorium.
She's an evil little bitch.
No, she's not.
Evil!
She's really a sweet little necromancer.
Yeah.
She, her and Fred, you know? She's not quite bright in the head.
No, no, she's not.
But she's cute that way. That's what makes her special. And not that sort of way.
You mean like small bus special?
No, well, maybe a little bit.
I think so. So as a reminder, this coming Friday, midnight Eastern, I know it's a little late, but that's when the fun happens, late.
What?
Midnight Eastern Time, that'll be 9 o'clock Pacific Time. The grand opening of the Silver Roads. That's 5 Illiracy Lane, South Kinos on the Antonia Bell Server, under Jethel. Yes. I have some of NORAS's finest performers coming to perform for us.
Man, that place sort of scares me. It gives me the creeps.
Well, it is haunted. It's haunted. It has a ghost. Indeed.
It just doesn't feel right in there sometimes.
Shh, you're gonna scare everyone off.
Isn't that the idea?
Quite possibly.
Not
but,
to scare them off, but...
Come on down. 5 Antonia Bales, South Kinos, on the Antonia Bales server. Illiracy Lane, 5 Illiracy Lane on the Antonia Bales server. Midnight on Friday, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to have some fun. I even got it decorated for Frostbell. Minorly. I have a tree out.
Oh boy.
Santania will be serving drinks and her special cookies. Nicotel will be there. He'll be entertaining the crowd with his own brand of song and poetry. Uzrak will be there. Let's see. Devalnu from the Fear Doll Flame will be performing. Tianu. Those of you who go to In a Nutshell will know Tianu. I'll be checking around with other people. But the stage is open if you want to come and perform. Oh, the mummy. Sorry about that. Out in Majdul. I think I talked to Dia from the Nutshell. I'll have to double check with her. But yeah, it's a open stage, so if you have a song, a poem, anything like that, do you want to help out with? By all means, come on down, and we're gonna have a good old time. We're gonna try to. God, I hope. With all the work I put in on decorating this house, I really hope the turnout is good. Matter of fact, I'm even going to go to Facebook here. I'm going to go to Facebook. And I'm going to personally invite my buddies from Sony. We'll see if anybody shows up.
Maybe.
Eh, who knows. So if you see anyone there with, you know, really fancy target ring under them, don't bother them. They're there to have a good time.
I don't think they'll show up that way.
Probably not. They'll show up incognito. That'll be just fine.
You know, I'm probably going to have to do a posting on the AB server boards looking and paying for books, because I think some of these I will never get.
It's possible that some of the books you're looking for simply aren't obtainable anymore.
Well, yeah. And some of them I didn't get even though I did the quests.
Hmm. Well, that's odd.
Well, like, the ship's log, Bountiful Maine. Let's see. Missing. Hang on a second. There was a couple that came from the quest when they opened Kunark, when they first opened Kunark.
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up with the ship in the bottle type thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Mariner's Lament and What We Know of Kunark. I did the one for the good size. I can't remember which one that is. I think that might be Mariner's Lament. I'm not certain right this moment. All I ended up was the ship and the bottle. I never got the book. So I don't know what I did wrong.
Don't know. I know nothing.
Some of them I will never get. Just because they were only available for a certain time for a certain thing.
Yeah.
Crema I was able to send out and get some from a deity quest.
Well, that's always good.
And some of them they've changed. They were first edition type books and they're just no longer available.
Hmm.
Unless I find somebody that has old books that wants to get rid of them for a price.
Well, there you go. Maybe.
As long as they don't charge me like 100 plat or something silly.
Well, you could try. What's the worst that'll happen?
I know I get them. I'm not that rich. I have a guild to support.
Sure,
I have a ranger to support.
Sure, make it sound like I do crap. Thanks, appreciate it.
No, you do stuff. You do lots of stuff.
Just stuff, though, huh? Alright, I see how it is.
Oh, jeez. This leaves you free to be creative. And you are, you're very creative.
Well, I certainly try.
And who knows, I may not have them all, but, what the hell. Looks like there's some more here that I have not seen on the list before. We'll see. After I get through moving them back and forth. Remove the ones that I've already got listed as needing.
Mm-hmm.
Spreadsheet stuff. Hey, some people collect plushies and I collect books.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I collect books to a point. Speaking of plushies, I haven't seen any. I gotta go keep track of what the chronomages are up to. Well, matter of fact, I could look right here. I should be able to tell you what they're on at the moment anyway. I just haven't double-checked. Today is the 1st of December, and it should be Bastions of Flame.
Oh,
go after the, what? What?
I think this thing is just screwing up my house.
What are you doing?
Check out my house here. I think I just screwed it up.
Uh-oh. Santania ding 63 and you missed it.
I'm a little concerned about other things right now.
That's rude.
I'm sorry, but I think I just, you know, wasted 2 weeks of work.
Well, what did you do?
I thought I was saving a group. I think I saved the individual file and screwed something up. Looks okay so far. I just, you know, I loaded the profile and I started seeing... other things start loading in. I'm like, oh, crap, no.
You shouldn't be doing that in the house.
Okay, it looks like everything's okay. No, I was just, I took everything out of the file and I just grouped the deer. Okay, it looks like a couple of shrubs got moved out of place, but I think I'm okay.
Now, what about Santania?
I'm sorry, Santania. Let's give her a ding. Shall we give her a ding?
You better.
Now, what does she ding?
63.
63 what?
She's a enchanter, isn't she?
Well, I wasn't sure if you said she level-dinged or
illusionist.
Illusionist, all right. There we go. There's your ding. Sorry about that, San.
Zan?
San.
San.
Santania.
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 Okay. I'm going to jump out of the RIC channel. Well, nobody's in there. Nobody's talking.
That's why I don't go there.
Well, I went in there just in case. Now, back to what I was doing. So what did you enjoy the most of the event we had just got through with?
I don't know. I kind of ran through all three quests really, really fast, actually. But, I don't know, I like the Claymore model. I think that's pretty cool. I'm sure the Legacy of Honor are going to, you know, max that out to size and put it right in the courtyard.
Probably. You didn't run any of the... You didn't run Cheez-It or Dwarf through any of them, did you? You just
no.
did it once.
Well, I didn't see any prizes that I wanted more than one of, to be honest.
The sword?
What sword?
The Claymore.
What, the Claymore Monument?
Yes.
Why would I want more than one of those?
Matching bookends, you know.
No, I'm good. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a nice monument, but for myself anyway, I didn't want more than one.
You never know. That's why I ran them through all my alts through. Because you just never know. You might need it for decorating somewhere down the line.
Maybe. We shall see.
But you can't think of any part of it that you like the best?
Not really.
You're kidding.
I mean, the quests were all right.
Who do you think the guy is that we did the dream stuff for?
No idea.
You have no clue?
Not a clue. Why don't you enlighten us?
No, I was asking you. I mean, the theory that was being bounced around in the lore channel, and by the way, that is... anybody can join it. It is, hang on a second, I gotta find it. scrolling. I know I could open it up, but... You know, gee, when I want it, I can't find it. I want to say it's befallen.lore. Yeah, befallen.lore. We're kicking around there for a while that the mortal... How do you say that? Mortal Thule?
Oh,
the dreaming god?
Marul.
Marul.
Something like that.
Thule is the dreaming god. And that is who we was playing around with in there. Yeah, so all you have to do is a / join befallen.lore.
if you're into lore, books, any of that, that's a good channel to be in. Lots of people from a lot of different servers, we all congregate in there and kibitz things.
Kibitz?
Kibitz. But I think that would be interesting if that was really him.
It could be.
Well, he said that we would see him again. Now, he played a part in Emar's role. Did he not?
No idea.
Well, according to... And that's another thing I got to do. Let's go out and record their spiel. When you do the Shard of Love access quest, she'll tell you the whole story out there. And supposedly, he helped facilitate getting a part of Mar to Arolas Mar, Nathaniel Mar's spirit, part of him. And that's how the barbarians were born, or something around those lines.
Hmm.
So he may have something to do with Arolas.
Could be.
But he says we'll see him again. I don't think it's just in our dreams. This was too big of a thing for him just to be showing up in our dreams later. He seemed like a pretty nice guy. He's one of the sons of Kasich Thule, isn't he?
No.
Are you certain?
I would hope. Ask the lore guys. I don't know these things.
You know, Terrace Thule is his sister. I want to say he's one of the... He had two kids. Kasich Thule had two kids.
But who would have sex with Kasich Thule?
I don't know.
That's wrong! It's wrong!
Artificial insemination?
Ew.
They believe that he had a forbidden affair with Arolas Mar.
Kasich?
No.
Oh.
The dream god.
I don't know. I like Picatel's answer better. Anime schoolgirls. You gotta love those anime schoolgirls.
Well, that would be an interesting deity.
Anime schoolgirls?
No, praying to the dream god.
I don't know. I think if they introduce schoolgirls in Sonya, I think a lot of the guys would be following them. The god of good dreams, yeah.
He is the son of Kasich Thule and Quellius. Quellius likes a bad boy, and Kasich is a pedo.
Pedo.
Oh, I get it now. Pedo. So there you go.
I like that.
Anyway,
Kanara says EQ needs naughty tentacle attack.
I thought we had that before.
That's right. The Leviathan.
Yeah. Yeah, the Leviathan fight is really interesting because you have to get in his belly.
Oh boy, I think we're breaking Domino. She's resorting to dot dot dot.
We're talking about gods making kids and tentacle attacks. I didn't do it, but I would seem to think, yeah, that's. I think he's going to have a tie in to Arolas when she finally returns, or. We will find out more what's left of her. Maybe she only lives in the world of dreams now, in his world. And maybe that's going to be a plane coming. The plane of dreams.
Well, can we at least get Neil Gaiman involved? You've been reading those. What do you think?
I like them.
I found a few of my Sandman comics stuffed in a corner somewhere and been having... Elkin reading them. Oh, and I found The High Cost of Living, the Death Gallery.
Yep,
I think you're going to like that.
I'm still working on the Incarnation series by Pierce Anthony. I'm on
the Hourglass one right now. I think, no, I just finished it up last night. I'll have to start on the next one.
Alrighty. Now, I'm looking around my house. I don't think anything got messed up. I think, like, one bush got turned or something like that.
I will tell you...
Scared the crap out of me. I, like, hit the button, and all of a sudden I see my trees start turning, you know, rotating. Like, I'm like, oh, no! But I'm looking around. I don't think anything got damaged. Okay, we're back.
You broke it.
Yeah. I blue screened. May 7th, Iron Man 2 comes out. Alright. EQ2 is coming up. Fun.
I'm sorry.
I blame you entirely.
Why?
Just cause.
I didn't do it.
You can play Donkey Kong online for free.
You can?
Apparently.
Go for it.
No, I'm good. Blue screen error caused by device or driver. You received this error because hardware, device, is driver, or related software caused a blue screen error. This type of error means your computer has shut down abruptly to protect itself from potential data or corruption or loss. But it doesn't tell me what.
Of course not.
Jackass.
And I see you logging back in.
Mm-hmm. Loading into Jethel's Manor now. Jethel's Manor. I feel like I should have a monocle.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something.
What?
I think I'm logged into our guild voice chat, and I disabled the keyboard. You know, triggering of the mic, so it's on all the time. I wonder if everyone can hear me.
I have no clue.
Let's see who's in there right now. Chatterella, Rowan, Santania, Sugar, Shiver, and True Flight. Yeah, I wonder if they can hear me. Can you guys hear me?
Well, you'd have to depress a key, wouldn't you?
No, I disabled the key pressing so it was on all the time.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, we're back. We got 9 minutes left to go here. What else do we have to cover this week?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's recap that.
Okay. You start.
Okay. If you have received a rubber duck from Cheez-It Nibble Buns, I want a picture... showing us, you know, what the duck is up to now. What is the duck up to now? Is he a Frostfell duck? Is he a pirate duck? Is he committing crime and murder? We want to know about it. So you can email your photos to contest@kithacore.org. Or you can go to forums.kithacore.org. Go to the Jethel Silverwing Show forum, and I got a thread started for rubber duckies. Just reply to that, and you can attach a file. Let's see, what else we got? 'Twas the Night Before Frostfell contest. Go ahead and write up 'Twas the Night Before Frostfell. It's got to be Norathian based, and you cannot just rewrite 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and replace Christmas with Frostfell. It's not going to work. Matter of fact, we might, you know, send you an actual lump of coal for that. No, we can't do that. You know how much coal costs? But anyway, I'll send you a rock. But anyway, email your submission for that contest at kithcore.org. Or again, go to the Jethro Silverwing Show forum at forum.kithcore.org and submit your stuff right there. Oh God, yeah, I forgot our closing thing. They might want the rock.
Yeah, they might.
They might want the rock. Anyway, and the winner of the 'Twas the Night Before Frostville contest will receive a game card worth 90 days free playtime on Sony EverQuest 2. And you will appear in the video we will make. That contest is starting now and is running until the 15th. On the 15th, we will start production on the video. let's see. Other things to recap on. Elkman's got a crap load of books. Wildson is asking about when it ends on the 15th. That's 2 weeks from now. We got 2 weeks.
And we need to, we need to put that up, a link to the Player Housing Editor again.
Oh, yes. What was the URL for that again?
Here, I'll put it up in the channel again.
Jezder.
And so if you're gonna mess around with the house files, be careful. Go play in an alt's house for a while before you start in on your main plays.
All right. Anything else we need to recap on here?
By the time we come back next week, probably Fossville will be here.
Yep, more than likely, or at least I'm hoping so, anyway.
And all you lore freaks out there, or just people who are interested in lore, remember to join thefallen.lore. It's where all us lore people hang out. And we have a good time in there.
Yeah.
Lore.
Speculating.
Speculation.
Telling stories.
Yay.
Talking about books, quests.
Oh, you know what? I saw an interesting thread. Let me bring this up.
It'll add more to your gameplay.
You know what? Who now?
It'll add more to your gameplay.
Oh, okay. I did find an interesting thread that got started today. Let me find it here.
And now he's looking at stuff.
History and lore. There we go. It's in the history and lore area. An interesting thread titled, What Happened to Lucan? Least We Forget. And you open it up, and it tells the story of Elkin Jenna traveling back in time.
It does not.
Of course it does. I wrote it.
Han!
And I have the MP3 linked there.
Oh, you're just... And he thought I was evil.
I never said you were evil. I'm evil. Evil. Alrighty. Well, let me load up some music for the next hour here. What I was in the process of doing when it went blue screen. Let's see here. That one. Oh, hell. Let's see here. That one. I'm going to throw in some stuff that isn't EverQuest related. Just because.
Really?
What the hell? That one and that one. Well, that's not to get it going. I'll throw some more stuff in there later. All right, folks, that's the Death of Sibling Show for the 1st of December 2009. I'd like to give a nice big old shout out to everyone that Elkin Jenner knows. There we go, that saves some time.
He has me down.
Legion of Kithakor, Maiden's Fancy, folks. Maiden's Fancy, Thursday night on the Antonia Bale server, Nariak Tier 1 Guild Hall. Nicotel can tell us the time they start, because I just don't remember anymore. My brain is fried. It's getting busy at work now. But that's it. Time to go. Good night, folks. See you next week.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.